Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. I am back. Well, I was back a minute ago, but then the phone rang and it was my mum, who says I won't keep you a minute, half an hour later. There's a fly in here, and every time I try to do something, the little bugger starts flying, and I can't get him to leave. He doesn't want to leave. I open the doors, I open the windows. He doesn't want to go. I don't understand. So I hope you've all had a good week. Hope you've been busy. Getting back into the swing of things now, I think. It's all feeling a bit more normal, isn't it? Unless you're in an area that's back in lockdown, I guess, then it must feel a bit strange again. I've just arranged to take on some more hours at the salon, which is good, which is exciting. In fact, I'm actually going back into doing lashes as well. I used to do lash extensions. I haven't done any for about 4 years. So I stopped when I had my hips, when I needed my hips replacing, and I also had quite a nasty allergy to the glue anyway. So I just thought, you know what, this isn't for me, but I loved it. And with all the new adhesives and things that are out, I just thought I need to get back into it. So I've actually just bitten the bullet, bought all the kits, and I'm redoing my training and starting back in the salon in October. Although I'm already qualified, I like to re-educate. I think it's important. You can always learn something new. But it fits quite nicely in with this week's topic, because I've recently taken on more hours in the salon and teaching, and I've kind of taken over the role of breadwinner, I suppose, while Mr. B is building his business. We kind of swapped over. So he took care of me while I was building my business. Now I'm taking care of him while he builds his business. And I had this question this week, or last week, from Nailed It. I don't know what your real name is, Nailed It. I don't know if it's there. I don't know. It might be. Let me have a look. I'm going to follow you back. It doesn't say. So I will refer to you as Nailed It. It says, "Hey lovely, I have an idea for a topic for next week's podcast. Is it worth taking the plunge and doing nails full time? It would be interesting to see how many people have done it, or whether people have a part-time job and then do nails, or full-time job and do nails on the side, or just do nails full-time. I'm hoping to end up doing nails as my full-time job, but she's having kids and things like that. But the idea of no security is a worry for me. Then the potential to earn decent money, work hours that I want, be my own boss, not to mention doing something I love, seems amazing. Would love to get other people's take on it and see what they have done." So I put the questions out to you guys. And here's what I got. So I'm going to go podcast account first. Tony Simone. Not Tony Simone, as I thought it was last week, says, so I was asking, I did a poll, I'll tell you the results on my other account actually, on the bigger account, about would you give up your full-time job to do nails, etc. Tony Simone says, "Nails has always been my full-time work since I trained NVQ3 beauty therapy after I left school. My last year covered, amongst other things, all things nails, and I fell in love. Got a part-time job at a salon at 16. 17, I started to do treatments, and nails were my forte. 18 plus, it was my full-time job. That was back when it was natural white tips, and that clear pink acrylic and encapsulating had just started to become popular. Fast forward a good few years, 4 kids later, and years out of the nail game, I came back just over a year ago. Only wanting to sculpt and all the acrylic design to crack. I'm now working from home around the children, and making my nails my full-time job again is my aim. I'm so sorry that was so long-winded. You don't have to include this." Oh yeah, P.S. You had me giggling out loud listening to last week's podcast, trying to figure out Tony Simone. You were right in the end. My name is Tony Simone. That's quite a sexy name, actually. Or like the name of an entertainer. So like, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tony Simone. It's quite a funky name. So here we go. She's put pros. I can decide my own working days and hours. Cons. I actually let my clients decide their appointments, even if I have to rearrange myself just to fit them in. But that's just being accommodating. I think we all do that a little bit. Another pro. Money is mine. Con. I just spend it straight away on more nail goodies. I know. I worked out I'd spent about £500 on stock in the last 2 weeks. Not all nail stuff, lash stuff as well, but oh my God. So let's see what else we've got. I did the poll. Let me see if I can get the poll results. I'm going to get my poll results. I think I've put them in my images. I was asking, would you ever give up full-time work to do nails? 80% said yes, 20% said no. So that's quite interesting. And we're going to go through the list of people replying to my messages and my questions. So on the question, when is it the right time to finally give up work and focus on nails? Nails by Amanda Fortin says, before the job that doesn't give you joy and happiness ruins you. If you are happy and passionate about what you're doing, it's not work. So true. I'm a firm believer that we don't live to work. You know, your whole purpose of life is not just to trudge along in that horrible little hamster wheel doing a job you don't like day in, day out. You have one life and you must do everything within your power to make it the happiest life for you and your family that you possibly can, because you don't get another shot. That's that. And if I was on my deathbed in a year, I'd like to say I've done everything I wanted to do, or at least if I haven't managed to do it, I've at least tried, you know? And also Nails by Amanda replied to the question, what are the pros and cons to working for yourself? She said, I'm not sure because I'm still an employee, but I love what I do, who I work for, so I'm okay with that. Yeah, because you're doing nails full-time employed by a salon, aren't you? I remember. So technically still an employee, but doing something you absolutely love, which is kind of like cool because you've got the benefits of being an employee. So that security and the legal standing, you know, of being an employee, and you're doing something you love, which is fab. Now I'm going to have to look at people's names again, aren't I? Lil Deacon Does Nails. I think I got that right. That's such a cool name. Replied to the question, when is the right time to finally give up work and focus on nails? Lil Deacon says, I quit my job when I realised the only thing that was making me happy was nails. Since then, my family have disowned me, but I couldn't be happier doing what I do. Well, there you go then. What are the pros and cons to working for yourself? Your own hours, not having to ask permission for anything, not having someone tell you what to do. Yeah, that's how I feel. I love working for myself. I don't cope very well with people bossing me about. I'm just too headstrong for that. Way too headstrong. Nails Melbourne, clawed by Katie, says, I feel there's never a right time to do something. It's going to be scary no matter how much you get yourself ready. Just dive right in and don't look back. I mean, as long as you have all the equipment and products you need and sorted all the legal stuff. Pros, I'm the boss. I run my business the way I want to work, when I want. I don't have to rely on anyone else, and I know things will be done the way I want, and if something goes wrong, I can only blame myself. Cons, so much extra work outside the working hours, booking clients, social media, advertising, bookkeeping, inventory, cleaning. It's very hard to take a day off if needed. Yes, it is. I work 7 days a week, whether I'm doing nails, filming nails, recording a podcast, booking in nails, arranging stock. I work 7 days a week, but I can work 7 days a week with my little boy sat next to me while I play with him. So I'm not leaving my house and having to go to work 7 days a week. And I completely get it there's no right time. It's like having kids, isn't it? People go, oh, I'll wait till there's a right time to have children. There is no right time. I tell you now, there's no right time, because the minute a child comes along, your whole world changes beyond belief. So it's the same with switching up your careers. There's never a right time. Nothing's ever going to be perfectly in place. And if you're looking to find that, you'll never find it. But there's a time when you say, do you know what? I'm ready. Or I said to my husband, I need to get all my ducks in a row. And that's exactly what I did. I got all my ducks in a row first. So I spent months boosting my social media when I wasn't able to work. I worked on my social media. I worked on my advertising. I worked on my marketing. I networked. I got my name out there. And then when the time came, I started building up my client base, building up my experience. And then I was ready, you know? I mean, you can't just sort of buy all the stuff, do a course, and then go, right, I'm giving up my job on Tuesday. That would be irresponsible. But making sure that you are confident in what you do, you're able to earn money in what you do. And also, some people find they get to the stage where they're having to turn people away because they don't have the time. Then's the time to take on more work. Let's look who else has commented. Let me get to my little screen right there. Okay, pros and cons. Well, there's no pension or guaranteed income. That's very true. But you can pay into a private pension. So that's good. But the freedom to choose when you work, which I love the most, and not being told what to do. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that from a mental health aspect. With regards to no guaranteed income. Sorry, I heard a noise and my cat was like washing his paws and I thought there was like a mouse or something in here. That's my biggest stress. So I tend to get my books in order like a month in advance. I want to get all my bookings done. I want to know where I am. I want to know what I've got coming in. And it can be a stress, but I think I've always made sure that I have a little financial cushion, not a lot, but a little financial cushion, just in case there's a bad week, just so I know where I am. So I know that I've got enough to carry on and not have to borrow money. So that's a little, you know, financial bit of advice. That was from Chloe Sutherland, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. She also said, in my opinion, there's never a right time. Did I read this? Sometimes when you feel strongly about something, you just have to take that risk. That was Chloe Sutherland as well. And I completely agree 100%. 100 gazillion million percent. Let me see any more. I've spoken to that person. I think that's everybody. I put these out a bit late this week and I really apologise for that, because normally I'm on it midweek, but I've had such a crazy week with Oliver going back to school that I put a lot of the podcast stuff out last minute, and I'm going to get better at that. I really apologise. So I think if you're looking at giving up a full-time job to do nails full-time, the first thing I would look at is making sure you've got just a little bit of money stashed, just so you can tide yourself over. You may be entitled to top-ups from the government. I don't know. It depends on your financial situation. So there's always that as an option. Just with regards to accounts and bookkeeping and stuff like that, I've got QuickBooks. It's so easy, because it filters all your transactions. You can snap a picture of the receipt. It does it all for you. Tells you what your business profit or loss is. You're going to be expecting to kind of, on paper, you will be working at a loss. When you take into account how much money it's cost you to get set up, you'll be working at a loss, but you will be earning money. Does that make any sense? But for tax, like when you look at it from a tax perspective, you're going to have spent a lot of money to get where you are. So you will be working at a loss initially. But that takes the stress out of tax returns. So I don't pay an accountant, I do it myself. What else can I say that might help? I think it's to do with just making sure you are competent in advertising and marketing. That's a really, really pivotal point. If you are not competent with advertising and marketing, then you're going to find it hard to be seen by people. And your business is about being seen by people. Also, always carry business cards. Even though it's COVID, I still carry business cards. and always wear your work on your hands. You are a walk-in advert. I've gone as far in the beginning to wear jumpers and t-shirts down at the school gates that says nail artist. So people come to me, and I got clients that way. So you are a walk-in billboard. Stick magnets on your car, whatever it takes to get yourself seen. Offer hairdressers a discount. That's a good one, because hairdressers' nails are always seen by their clients. You give them a few business cards, you offer them a discount, or you do a trade swap. They do your hair, you do their nails. It's a really, really good way of advertising. I do it with my hairstylist. We've done it for years. So I hope that helps. If there's anything else you guys think of that you want to discuss, message me again and I will get it up and get it out there. And I will see you all next week. Tally bye!